This is NPR's Life in Berlin. 1 month after the attack at Breitscheidplatz in Berlin that killed 12 people and left over 50 people injured, I meet with Berlin Victims Commissioner Roland Weber. Mr. Weber, what can you tell us about the people who got injured at the Christmas market attack in Berlin? Are there still people in the hospital and how are they doing?
There are still 11 people in the hospitals. They are seriously injured. There are still operations and such things. And today we can't say more about them.
Some of the victims' families feel that the German government hasn't shown enough empathy, maybe that there is a lack of mourning, a lack of support. Although today the German Bundestag observed a minute of silence for the victims. What do you think about the official response so far?
I talked to some families and to the injured people, and they told me, as citizens of this city and the state, they think it's a good thing in the Bundestag if there are special moments there. But as injured people, or if they lost somebody in their family, right now they have other problems. They want to know where they can find financial support and how to make the claims and all these things. And so this is not their thing or problem these days, what they talk in the Bundestag.
Actually, you've raised the concern regarding the compensation for the injured and the victims' families. Germany's victims' compensation law might not be enough.
Usually we have a law, a special law for victims of crimes. But unfortunately, just in this case, this law can't help because a vehicle was used as a weapon. And if this happens, the law can't help. They send you to another kind of fund. And there are only 7.5 million euros for all the injured people and dead people of this attack. And I don't know if this is enough money if you have a look what happens in the next 10 or 20 years.
Mr. Weber, you've held the position of Berlin Victims Commissioner since 2012, so you have experience. But still, what's the challenge in dealing with the aftermath of the Berlin attack?
I have to, and then I want to talk to all the injured people and to the families. I have to talk to authorities. I have to talk to the people who can change the laws, because we all want to do it better right now in this case. And if another case will happen in the next few years, we never know. Then we want to make it better, to help more quickly. And this is a big challenge.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.